Hi, and welcome to the second Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your host, Harvey Hook. Now, first of all, thanks so much for everyone who listens to the first episode. When I released it, it wasn't anywhere. I just emailed it out to people, put it on Facebook, and I got some amazing responses from people. So thank you very much. At the end of it, I also put my email out, my email address out, and some people replied to that and sent me some things saying it was so empowering, so exciting. So much so that it has actually inspired me to shake up my YouTube channel. Because I'm thinking, damn, this podcast was better than my YouTube channel, and I've been doing that for a while, so I've got to shake that up. So that's something that should be known. But in this episode, I want to talk about something that prevails or works its way through a lot of dating and relationship problems, and that big problem is the idea of judgment. Is that sometimes we feel like we're being judged. And sometimes when we feel like we're being judged, we feel like that interrupts us or we're not really connecting or it just stops the relationship. And I've seen this multiple times, and I've seen this even in my own life, where we might want to say something to someone, but we feel like they're going to judge us, so we don't. Or we do, and then they judge us, so we don't really express ourselves. And honestly, judgment is something that is extremely misunderstood. First of all, how could we define judgment? Judgment is someone making a judgment that whatever you said or whatever you thought isn't good or isn't worthy, isn't noble, isn't a great idea. The truth is, everyone who thinks that judgment is like this, I'm going to say is absolutely wrong. I have never seen or met someone who has felt judged that when I've gotten to the core of the situation, it was actually something else. One of the most common forms of judgment, or the most reason why we feel like someone is actually judging us, is not that they're actually judging us. In actual fact, they don't understand what is actually going on in our heads. And that's the truth. Because what happens when someone judges us? They make a noise. And there's this judgment noise that is like the death knell, or when you, the beheading glaive. And when we hear this noise, we just fear the judgment in our bones. And that noise is the simple, You know, you might say to someone, hey, do you want to go out for dinner at this place? And like, no, let's do something else. And it like hits our heart really intensely. So that noise, and I have been making mental notes of this when I've seen people who make that noise, but that noise, when we hear someone go, like, I don't know what this is, actually is that they don't know what you are saying. So if you think of it this way, are they judging you, or are they just confused? And the truth is that they're actually confused. And if you look at it this way, it almost allows you to look at it in a kind of sense of sympathy that you're like, oh, they're not judging me. But in actual fact, they just don't understand me. And I've always said this, that the measurement of accurate communication is whether or not the other person understood you or not. So that means, you know, you don't blame the other person. They just didn't understand me. But it's your responsibility. Men, women, whoever, whatever your orientation is, I don't care. This is communication. And whatever you want to say or whatever point you want to get across, if the other person does not understand you, that is your responsibility. And here's the thing. So how does that relate to judgment? If the other person is judging you, or if you feel like the other person is judging you, and the truth is they just misunderstood you, then it is your responsibility to change your words. And what is the best way of getting an idea across to someone? The best way to get an idea across to someone is metaphor. The power of metaphor. It's this artistic, creative, interactive, exciting way of communicating that allows us to experience exactly what someone else is thinking and feeling at the time. And if you know me personally, I like to ask the metaphor question. Now, here's a little fun little note. I've asked, I don't know how many people, quite a lot of people, to explain their job or explain something in the idea of a metaphor. And in all honesty, I'm going to say this, like, from my collection of information, is that women, you guys, are so much better at answering the metaphor question. A lot of men, they freak out. They're like, "Oh, it's too deep. I can't answer that. No, 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 not me." And I say, "Well, if you could answer it, what could be the answer?" They're like, "Well, it could be this." While a lot of women, or at least the women I've asked, tend to be excited by this. And they tend to feel it out and they get something really exciting. So let me give you an example of the metaphor and the metaphor question, and then how you can use metaphors to accurately communicate your ideas. So once I met this guy who was a chef. And if you're listening to this, thank you so much, because this was an amazing story. He follows me on Instagram and we had a chat about some issues. So he was a chef and he wanted to go back to Cyprus to open up a fish restaurant. And for me, as a vegan person, I used to eat a lot of fish, but I was very interested by this because I was like, well, why is this guy so obsessed with fish? And I called him the fish guy and he was like, "Oh, le poissonnier," which in a kitchen is what you refer to, the fish guy or the fish corner or the fish market. I don't know if I'm saying the exact right thing, but I said to him, "That right there is the name of your restaurant, Le Poissonnier." And he was like, "Yeah, actually, I think that is." But when I asked him this, first he was like, "Oh no, I can't answer that. It's too deep for this type of morning." But I asked him again and again and again, and I was like, "Well, what would you think? Is it kind of like artistry? Is it kind of like painting a picture?" And he explained to me that cooking with fish is like painting a picture for someone, except when you cook with, say, salmon, it's an oily fish. When you cook with, say, flake, I'm not a fish guy, so that's my best guess, it's a very flaky fish. And there are different fishes with different consistencies, textures, cooking times, flavors, and each fish has to be handled individually, very much like each individual style of paint. So you would notice in this metaphor that he was explaining to me that cooking with fish is like painting an amazing picture, but every fish you choose is like using different kinds of paint. You know, different setting times, different techniques, different things, and different ways of outcomes that you can get. So I really hope you get a clearer and accurate understanding of what it means to understand metaphors. But when it comes to judgment, if someone judges you or you feel like they're judging you, all you have to do is change your words. That is it. I believe that anyone can communicate anything to anyone, no matter how inappropriate the situation is. And I have proved that to myself countless, countless times. I have helped someone through massive emotional pain when they're experiencing extreme physical pain. You know, I've personally had the honor, I've been called when people, someone that they've known has been on the brink of suicide, and I've had the ability to bring them back, and I've had the honor of doing that. But I've also seen so many other people shy away because they say, "Oh no, you can't express yourself here. They don't like it there." You're right. Using whatever tools you have now, you can't express yourself. But if you have a different tool, maybe you could. Because has there ever been a time in the past where you didn't know how to say something, but then you learnt how to and it made it 10 times better? Communication is a skill. The art of communication will drastically improve your relationships as a whole and your dating life as a whole. Because here's the truth. I want you to fall in love with communication and the art of it just as much as you fall in love with the guy. Because that will show you, you can prove to yourself, you can understand it a bit more, you're not so attached to the guy that it clouds your vision, but you can fall in love with the process, so that way you're always learning. But communication is so important that when the person doesn't understand you, then when it's your job to change your language, it might work out in their favor. You know, I often find someone, if I'm coaching someone, they're judging themselves quite harsher. Honestly, most of the time when people feel judged, they judge themselves harsher than anyone else. I often say to them, you can beat yourself up later. Let's deal, get some results now. You can beat yourself up afterwards. And they're quite like that, right? And only through experimentation. And experimentation comes from extreme expression, which was episode one. So if you want to use metaphors, if you want to use metaphors to communicate with someone, then you have to think what it's like. It's as simple as that. So you know how they say, life is like a box of chocolates. This is actually, I introduced the metaphor question. I was like, if life is like a box of chocolates, or, you know, it's always dark before the dawn, how would you explain that in a metaphor? That's if you want them to communicate it to you. What I would say is if they don't understand what you're trying to do, say, for example, you want to take them to dinner, you want to get them to go to this particular restaurant, they're like, oh, no, I don't want it. I don't want that restaurant. That's a terrible restaurant, is what they're thinking, because they don't know it, right? What you have to do is relate it to something in their minds that they understand. That is it. So, and I love metaphors, because you could say, going to this restaurant is kind of like going to a really cool, badass Korean street food restaurant. And they'll be like, wow, that's awesome. And it could or it could not be, doesn't really matter, as long as it communicates what you're trying to communicate across. So you could, for example, say you want to go to this concert, right? And they don't know anything about it. You want them to come with you to it. And you could say to them that, you know, this band is kind of like The Killers, but if they were producing the same songs as they did in the 90s, but today. And they'll be like, wow, I kind of get that. This metaphor is an amazing way of communicating. Now, I want to tell you another story about the metaphor question that's going to give you a really intense understanding of the power of metaphors. And I want you to, when I tell you this story, not only pay attention to the meanings in the words, but how I'm choosing to communicate this as well, because that's very important. A lot of people miss the point of this story. And I once met a police officer, and I told her what I did, and she was like, I am never going to need someone like you. And I said, that's fine, you don't need me. But she seemed very, very unhappy and very, very much like she didn't want me to be around, or very much like she didn't want anyone to be around. So I got speaking to her, I got to know her a bit more, and she didn't really seem to like people. You know, I guess as a police officer, you might think that people are, you know, you always got to look out for them, right? But I asked her the metaphor question. So I asked her, hey, police officer, if you were to explain to me in a metaphor, you know, like, life is like a box of chocolates, it was always dark before the dawn, how would you explain your relationship with people? And she was like, that's a very nosy question. I said, I'm a very nosy guy, so how would you explain it? Again, disarming the objection people have. And so she thought about it. And she said to me that people, to her, are like a ticking time bomb. Again, people are like a ticking time bomb. How sad is that? And if you're listening to this, at least you get my honesty right now, that when you believe that, that you believe that any person, your mother, your brother, your lover, your father, anyone in your life is like a ticking time bomb, that it just takes something to get them to explode, that you're not going to trust anyone and you're not going to want anyone in your life and you're going to have a life that is so incredibly sad or so incredibly isolated. Sad isn't probably the best word because you can still be happy like that, right? But you're going to be isolated. And if that's what you want, then that's good. But that's not what I want in my life. So metaphors allow us to communicate really well, really powerfully. And if you want to communicate better to someone, it's always better to use a metaphor. Another word you can say is imagine. You can say, imagine it's like this, or imagine like that, because it immediately engages their person's imagination. Again, this is in English if you're in... So, imagine is this exciting word that engages the imagination part of their brain. And you can use this to get a date. So, how I want to present to you is this amazing, what I would call a test close. So if you want to find out where a guy is at, if you want to really know where they're at, you want to have some form of test close. So little form of initiation where you can figure out where they're at just to see, Because what happens if you stab in the dark when you're trying to ask someone out? They might either like you or they might not like you. If you try and ask them out, you don't know whether they like you or not. That's what I would refer to as a gambit. You don't have enough information, so you're just going to gambit. You're going to gamble and you have no idea. But a test close is so important because it gets you to see where you are. Remember in episode one, I talked about feedback. This is your feedback. And you can use this in a cheeky, creative, flirty way that will engage their brain in the imagination. So you can find out something to tease him about. You know, you might say he might be really picky with his food, or he might be a very slow eater. Or he might be very fancy with his drinks if you want to go out for drinks. So you might say to him, I can imagine us having drinks together and you taking so long to pick your drink, I'd probably be in my second drink already. And what that does is that's so powerful because it puts the emphasis on the second part. It puts the emphasis on the tease, on the joke, on that part of the actual interaction. But it test closes it by getting him to imagine what it's like to be having drinks or dinner with you. And then you can see his reaction. If he doesn't like it, then maybe you got to do a little bit more groundwork. But if he does like it, then you know you're in the clear. And also, it's a bit of a tease. So it's, you know, I like the idea of push-pull. This is the what to do. Sorry, sometimes I say the if I work with you, a lot of people, we have to work on the what's on the inside. This is what's on the outside. And, you know, if we work on what's on the outside, sometimes it gives people the confidence that they've got the insides. But when I mean insides, I mean beliefs and understanding the psychology, because the strategy is out there. You can listen to this tape over and over again. And if you use that test close over and over again, it'll guarantee you results. But if you don't have the beliefs to back it up, then you're going to be in a bit of an issue, or a sticky wicket, as I was going to say, but I don't say that word often. You're going to be in a bit of a sticky wicket because you're not going to be able to follow through. And it's that follow through that gets you the feedback, gets you the results, gets you knowing where you want to go, and that's just so important. So with this test close, it's also cool because it's cheeky. It has a bit of push-pull in it. So push-pull is you're pushing the interaction forward and then you're pulling it back. Some way you could look at it is pressure on, pressure off. Pressure on, pressure off. Just like a dance, you have step forward, step back, step forward, step back. And it allows people to feel your energy without being too much energy. And this is the nature of just dancing. This is the nature of flirting. This is the nature of any kind of seduction in general. If you ever want to seduce a guy at a very core, deep, lasting, emotional, foundational, explosive level, then this is what you got to do. You got to have a little bit of push-pull. And you got to have a little bit of flirtation so that, you know, pressure on, pressure off. But I've gone on this giant tangent. We've been talking about judgment. We've been talking about metaphors, and we've gone into this whole thing about flirting. But the key thing here is communication. If you're not communicating yourself well enough, then that's your responsibility. Basically, as I said in the first one, the most foundational thing in the entire world is when it comes to dating relationship is, are you communicating or expressing yourself as honestly as you can? If you're doing that, then at the end of the day, that's how you learn. Because, you know, I did this with someone, I don't want to give away names or anything like that, but, you know, it was a guy. Because again, I want you girls to know that dating issues, they're quite universal. You know, we're all in this together. But it was a guy, and he was like, this girl, she upset me. I was like, well, express how you feel. And he did, and he felt so excited, he felt so empowered that he got to say that he was really upset. She didn't like it, but he got to say it. And he was like, but I didn't really get the girl in the end. I was like, well, now you know that you can say it. And now you know that you can communicate your standards. But all you have to do now is change your words. Because someone might judge you if you express yourself. But that's only because they just didn't understand it. Or it came off in a way that they just didn't understand. You know, there is judgment is just lack of understanding. If you want to put it down to anything. Let's give it a metaphor, actually. If someone judges you, it's like they don't have the map. You know, you're the captain of the conversation, they don't have the map, and they don't know where we're going. So they're going to be a bit cautious because you know where the conversation's going. Like, you've got the map, but they don't know it. So all you have to do is show them the map a little bit or the entire thing. Flirting is not really showing the entire map, just to get them excited. But communication, really effective, clear, more corporate communication, is showing them the entire map. And that itself is a metaphor. So if there's one call to action you can have at the end of this podcast, is tell your friends about the podcast. But also, what I would suggest is start paying attention to that, what people do. Because you'll notice there is that, it's a breaking rapport, But if there is a rapport, where they go, like, I get that. That means they understand you. And the reason why I know that is because with my coaching, I see that all the time. You know, if people don't understand me, they go, and they break rapport, they move away. But I don't have the option of letting them move away, so I have to re-explain it to them in a way that they understand. And so they get to a point, they go, like, I get that now. And that's it. All you need to do is start paying attention to it, because where your focus goes, your energy flows. And that's what I want you to know here, is fall in love with communication just as much as you fall in love with the guy. And you won't really have any problems, because the more you learn, you'll evolve, you'll grow, your relationships will get better because you can see what he likes. You'll be able to read, not what he's saying, but what he's truly saying. And that is modern, honest dating. Episode 2, tell your friends. If you don't, I'll know. I'll be quite upset. I'll send you a letter. It'll say, dearest to you. If you didn't tell your friends, thanks for nothing. That's like me giving you an amazing, I don't know. This is me trying to spruik. I'm a bad spruiker, as you can tell. But thanks so much for watching. Feel free to follow me on YouTube, because after this, I'm going to shake up my YouTube channel a bit more. You can search me, Harvey Hook, Get Him Hooked. I have the Ask Harvey show on there. I'll be changing that up a bit. You can add me on Facebook, facebook.com/Harvey Hook. That's my private Facebook right now. You can still add me in the VG, probably not. And you can ask me a question. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you listen soon, and I hope that all the other ears that we have globally are also listening to this. So thanks so much, and thanks for being so goddamn amazing. See ya.